Please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
So we're standing in line at the post office in downtown San Luis Obispo one fine midsummer day. It's a little on the warm side. I was about sixth or seventh in line, and ahead of me was a young mom with two young children, a five-year-old girl and a two-year-old boy in a buggy. And everything was fine for a while, but then as they started moving up, oh, by the way, the five-year-old girl was very lively. She was running back and forth across the room from one wall to the other. She had energy to burn, and she was holding a mailer, a large mailing envelope like this in her hand. So that was the scene. Then, as things moved forward, all of a sudden, the little boy started crying. And as they moved on up, the crying got worse and worse and worse until his mom didn't really know what to do. She didn't know what the problem was. So she got up to the counter. By this time, the little boy was screaming his head off. His face had turned red. His ears were turning red. And at that point, the little girl, the five-year-old, stopped running from across the room and took notice of her little brother sitting in the buggy, crying his head off. So she goes up to him. She plants her feet in front of him like this, and taking the mailer in both hands, she waves it in front of his face like this. She's fanning him. And all of a sudden, the crying stops. Just like snapping your fingers. Just like turning off the faucet. It felt good. It was cool. It was just what he needed. He was a little bit too warm. He was uncomfortable. And the more uncomfortable he got, the louder he was crying. So she realized what the problem was and took action. And by this time, their mom was finished with her business at the counter, and they went off. The three of them went off together and had a wonderful day in San Luis Obispo, thanks to this five-year-old girl. Well played. Now you thought I was done, but but actually, I'm just getting started. I have another story. It's a helicopter story. It's about a former helicopter pilot I worked with on an occasional basis. His name is Ron Smith, and he lives in San Jose. He was born and grew up in San Jose, California, and that's where he still lives today. And graduated from high school in 1950. That was the year the Korean War started. Before long, he enlisted in the Army and was trained as a combat infantryman, went to Korea, and served 10 months in Korea, did 10 months of frontline combat there. Came back, I mean, he survived it, he wasn't injured. Came back and stayed in the Army. Eventually developed an interest in helicopters and went to flight school, became an Army helicopter pilot. Served two tours in Vietnam in heavy helicopters, the CH-47 Chinooks. And retired after 20 years and continued to fly as a civilian. Went to work for Era Helicopters in Alaska, a large company, with about 100 aircraft, mostly helicopters, and 800 employees with operations in Alaska and also in the Gulf of Mexico. And eventually he became chief pilot at ERA in Alaska. And he Every so often, a risky job would come up, one that involved rescue work up in the mountains and or maybe out at sea. He took on these jobs. He was reluctant to hand them off to other pilots. He knew he could handle it. So with this kind of a background, you would think this fella was kind of a two-fisted, rough and tough kind of guy, but he's not that way at all. He's one of the most likable people, one of the most likable guys I've ever met. He's friendly and sociable and an all-around nice guy. And occasionally he would, he's also a family man, married to his high school sweetheart, Patty, and they have a little white dog named Kip, and he likes to fish, and they go to church on Sunday. So occasionally he would leave Alaska during the summertime, during the fire seasons, and come down here and work on fires, fly on some of the fires around the West. And that's how I got acquainted with him. He told me the story about when he was up in Northern California, was assigned to a fire in a place called Etna. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of it. It's kind of an obscure place. It's somewhere to the west of I-5 and not too far from two lesser-known towns by the name of Yreka and Weed, California. So he was assigned to that fire, and while he was there, he got acquainted with one of the other pilots from another crew. And this other pilot told him that him and a couple of his crewmates, by the way, Etna had a little bar, and the pilot and two of his crew members were going to be going out that evening and having a beer at the bar. And he invited Ron to go along. Ron accepted the invitation, so that evening after they were done flying, they went to this little bar in Etna, and they go in, and Ron takes a $20 bill out of his wallet, puts it on the counter, and he says, "The first round's on me." Okay, they get their beers, one for each of them, four beers, and the bartender puts $16 in change down on the counter. They were only a dollar apiece at that time. So Ron was a little bit surprised because he was used to paying more like $4 and more for a beer. Up in Alaska, the prices are a little higher up there. So he said, he looked at the $16 in change, and he said, "We'll just leave that there. When it's gone, it'll be time to go home." So they had three more beers on Ron and had a grand time. Now, this was typical of Ron. Just about everything he does is well played. And I think his dog would agree, his little dog, Kip.